Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Out of the Maze by Spencer Johnson, an enlightening sequel to his best-selling book, Who Moved My Cheese? Published posthumously in 2018, this narrative continues to delve into the themes of change and adaptation that reverberate through our personal and professional lives. Out of the Maze is an allegorical journey that picks up where its predecessor left off, offering new insights and strategies on how to embrace and succeed in changing environments. Through its engaging narrative, the book provides practical wisdom for those seeking to overcome the constraints of fear and outdated beliefs to find new paths forward. Spencer Johnson, originally a physician who found his true calling in motivational writing, has impacted millions with his insightful works. The author of the New York Times bestseller, Who Moved My Cheese? And co-author of The 1 Minute Manager, Johnson's writings continue to inspire readers worldwide. This book is a must-listen for anyone navigating through tough changes in their life, believers in positive thinking, searching for motivational guidance, and skeptics open to changing their perspectives. Join us as we unravel the ways to adapt and thrive in an ever-changing maze of life's challenges. Out of the Maze, a story about the power of belief. Introduction. Embrace the constant, harnessing the power of change. Whether it's in our personal lives or our professional spheres, change is inevitable. Our relationships, health, career paths, and industries are continuously evolving, propelled by technological advances and economic shifts. Recognizing this pervasive change begs a significant question. How do we respond? Typically, we're faced with three choices. We might attempt to revert to the way things were, often an impossible task. Alternatively, we could choose to remain static, but this only leads to stagnation and obsolescence. The optimal yet most challenging choice is to move forward and adapt. Adapting to change isn't just about survival. It's a process that transforms our understanding of what's possible. This narrative delves into the essence of this transformation through an insightful parable. We will unravel the potent influence of our beliefs, uncover strategies to alter them, and explore the new realms they reveal when adjusted. By journeying through this story, you will discover a roadmap for not just coping with life's inevitable shifts, but truly thriving amid them. Part 1. When Comfort Turns to Crisis. The Tale of Hem and Haw. Imagine two tiny beings, Hem and Haw, whose entire existence is confined to a sprawling labyrinth. This pair dedicates their days to scouring the maze for cheese, which sustains them. Their journey takes a fortunate turn when they stumble upon a treasure trove of cheese at Cheese Station C. Unbeknownst to them, where this abundance comes from, or how it continues to appear, isn't their concern. Day in and day out, the cheese replenishes itself. Bewitched by this constant supply, Hem and Haw cease their exploration of the maze and settle at the station, growing accustomed and somewhat entitled to their daily bounty. Suddenly, the unimaginable happens. The cheese vanishes. While Haw decides to venture out in search of new prospects, never to return, Hem remains, anchored by hope and expectation that the cheese will reappear. As the days pass without a sign of returning cheese, Hem's situation grows dire. He battles feelings of abandonment, resentment, and fear. Meanwhile, he also worries about Haw's fate, torn between frustration over his potential desertion and concern for his well-being. Looking at Hem's experience from a broader perspective, the cheese represents more than just sustenance. It symbolizes happiness and success, the kind we often take for granted, believing it will always be within our reach. When faced with its loss, our reactions can vary drastically. Like Haw, some of us seek new opportunities. Conversely, others, like him, cling to the past, struggling to let go. This narrative reflects a profound truth about human nature. Change is inevitable, yet our responses to it can define the course of our lives. For him, the disappearance of the cheese marks a critical crossroads between holding on to old securities and embracing new possibilities. A dilemma that resonates with anyone who has faced a shift in life's constants. Part 2: Finding New Paths in the Maze of Life. Driven by sheer necessity, Hem eventually leaves the comfort of Cheese Station C to seek out new sources of sustenance. As he navigates through the maze, he encounters intimidating dark corners and apparent dead ends. Each unknown turn fills him with hesitation. He cautiously peeks around corners and quickly retreats from pathways that seem to lead nowhere, driven by a fear of losing his way. This cautious exploration mirrors our own reactions to life's upheavals. When we lose familiar sources of happiness or success, we might venture into new territories, but often with apprehension, reluctant to fully commit to uncharted paths that could just as easily lead to disappointment as they could to new opportunities. In this state of uncertainty, Hem exhausts himself to the point of collapse, awakening only to find unknown red objects surrounding him. Although skeptical, he learns these are apples, unfamiliar but edible, introduced to him by a fellow maze navigator named Hope. Hope, like Hem, had been scouring the maze after her own supplies dwindled, surviving on what was left of her apples. Hope encourages Hem to taste the apples, providing him nourishment and a momentary uplift in spirits. It seems like a turning point. Freshly energized and with a potentially new perspective on sustenance, Hem faces a crucial decision. Instead of embracing this newfound source of nourishment, he resolves to continue his pursuit of cheese, convinced more than ever that what he truly needs is just further into the maze. Here, Hem's journey highlights a poignant reality. Even when new opportunities or joys present themselves, letting go of past comforts and dreams can be profoundly difficult. We may momentarily recognize and even indulge in new possibilities, yet still revert to seeking what we've lost, driven by ingrained habits and familiar desires. Hem's story is a testament to the challenges of adapting to change, illustrating how our pursuit of the past can overshadow the potential joys waiting to be discovered. It's a reminder that sometimes, venturing further into the unknown, beyond the fear of dead ends and dark corners, might just lead us to new beginnings. Part 3: Navigating Belief Change Amidst Uncertainty. As Hem and Hope continue their journey through the maze, the sporadic finds of cheese and apples are hardly enough, fostering a growing sense of frustration. Hem is particularly hit hard by nostalgia, pining for the days of abundance at Cheese Station C, longing for a return to those easier times. It's common to romanticize the past, especially when the present feels so bleak. While some nostalgia can be comforting, an excessive focus on former glories can make our current struggles seem even more insurmountable. This is precisely the trap Hem falls into, as the past's allure begins to overshadow his ability to adapt and move forward. Moreover, Hem's self-esteem takes a hit. Losing the steady supply of cheese not only starved him physically, but also eroded his sense of self-worth. When we tie our happiness and success too tightly to specific outcomes, like a career or a relationship, their loss can leave us feeling diminished and insecure. Realizing the dire state they are in, Hope confronts Hem with a proposal that challenges his very perceptions to try adopting a new belief. This suggestion seems absurd to Hem. Beliefs to him are not garments to be changed at will. They are ingrained, defining parts of our identities. This sentiment echoes in many of us. Consider a man who identifies profoundly with his profession as a lawyer. Losing his job isn't just a financial hit. It's a blow to his identity. Advising him to simply stop seeing himself as a lawyer to find happiness might seem implausible, even offensive. And yet, as Hem and his new companion tread through their labyrinth, the critical question arises: how can one amend such deep-seated beliefs? Can we truly change the fabric of who we believe we are in pursuit of a new path to happiness? As Hem wrestles with these questions, the story underscores a pivotal lesson about adaptation. In the maze of life, our willingness to revise our beliefs, as challenging as it may seem, could be the key to discovering new joys and recovering our sense of self-worth. Moving forward, then, isn't just about finding new sources of cheese. It's about redefining what nourishes us. Part 4. Reevaluating beliefs without losing oneself. Hem's journey through the maze takes an introspective turn as he contemplates Hope's intriguing idea of changing beliefs. This reflection prompts him to revisit a pivotal moment when his friend Hoare decided to leave Cheese Station C in search of new possibilities, urging Hem to join him. Hem had refused, anchored by his belief that the cheese they had always relied on would someday reappear. He wonders why he responded so differently from Hoare. It dawns on him that beliefs are essentially trusted ideas. Hoare trusted the idea that new opportunities awaited them outside their familiar station, whereas Hem placed his trust in stability and the hope that the old ways would sustain him. This realization leads Hem to a deeper understanding. Beliefs are powerful and can determine whether we perceive the end of something as a trap or a gateway to new beginnings. In the case of Hem and Hoare, their divergent beliefs had drastically shaped their actions. Hoare moved forward, inspired by possibility, while Hem stayed put, constrained by apprehension. Reflecting on himself, Hem recognizes that his reluctance to embrace new food sources, despite encountering them, stemmed from a rigid belief that only cheese could sustain him. When he finally tried Hope's apples, he realized he could indeed find nourishment elsewhere, signifying a shift in his belief system. This shift didn't change who he was. It merely adjusted his perspective, proving that one's identity isn't inextricably linked to one's beliefs. Drawing from this insight, Hem begins to see that our beliefs do not define us. Rather, we define our beliefs. We are not our beliefs, but the thinkers of them, capable of changing and adapting them without altering our core selves. This distinction is crucial. It empowers Hem to reconsider what else he might be misconstruing due to outdated or limiting beliefs. He conceptualizes self and beliefs as separate entities, the self being a constant hook upon which any number of beliefs can be hung. This metaphor helps Hem appreciate that while beliefs can be transformative, changing them doesn't mean losing one's essence, but rather enhancing one's ability to face new challenges. As Hem's thoughts advance, he is left pondering which new beliefs might better serve his quest for sustenance and fulfillment in the ever-changing maze. This marks a significant development in his journey, setting the stage for further growth and adaptation. Part 5. Believing Beyond Boundaries, the Power of New Possibilities. As Hem grapples with Hope's radical suggestion to escape the maze, he finds himself confronting the boundaries of his imagination. The idea of a world beyond the maze is inconceivable to him. The maze is his universe, the entirety of his known existence. Hope, noticing Hem's hesitation, proposes a thought experiment. What if Hem allowed himself to believe in the existence of something beyond the maze, regardless of not knowing what it might be? Could he also entertain the idea that whatever lies beyond could be wonderful? This notion of believing in the unseen requires a significant leap of faith, similar to the one Hem took when he first tried apples. Such leaps of faith are not just about new experiences, but are also a testament to our willingness to embrace the unknown. Rewinding Hem's story, we see that he had initially clung to cheese as his sole nourishment. The transition to accepting apples as another source of sustenance represented a radical shift in his beliefs, facilitated by a leap of faith. Hem didn't know beforehand that apples would be nourishing. He had to trust the possibility enough to take that first bite. This foundational belief in the potential of the unknown underscores a broader principle: openness to new possibilities. It was Hem's willingness to consider alternatives that allowed him to embrace apples, and now, hope is nudging him towards a similar openness about the world beyond the maze. To understand how this applies more broadly, consider personal and professional growth. For instance, someone hesitant to leave a stagnant relationship or job remains tied to familiarity. However, by believing that new relationships or career paths could be enriching, they can step into unknown territories with confidence, taking a leap of faith based on the possibility of gain rather than certainty. Each change in belief, each leap of faith, is fundamentally about being open to new possibilities, challenging our own boundaries, and expanding the horizon of what we consider feasible. This transformative mindset doesn't merely adjust our current path, it potentially sets us on entirely new, rewarding journeys. Thus, Hem's dilemma about believing in a world beyond the maze becomes a poignant lesson for all. The most significant boundaries are often the ones we set in our minds. By choosing to believe in the improbable, we give ourselves the freedom to explore extraordinary possibilities. Part 6. Choosing belief and resilience in the face of the unknown. Embarking on a transformative belief in the vast potential of possibilities, Hem decides it's time to face the darker, unexplored corners of the maze. Previously, these shadowed turns had seemed too daunting, steeped in his firm belief that the maze was inherently dangerous. However, Hem realizes that his fears are rooted in a belief that he has the power to dismiss. The notion that the maze harbors danger is just a thought, and recognizing this allows him to question its validity. Should he continue to give power to this fear, or could he choose to see the maze differently? Opting for the latter, Hem dismantles the belief that held him back, venturing courageously into the once dreaded unknown. This pivotal change leads him and Hope to discover a corridor culminating in a door. Bursting with anticipation, they push it open, only to find an empty, sterile room, disappointing and anticlimactic. Hem's initial instinct is to retreat, to return to the maze's familiar loop. But Hope's reminder that appearances can be deceiving, and that exploration must be thorough if possibilities are to be fully embraced, spurs him on. Persisting, they examine the room more closely and locate a crack in one of the walls. Squeezing through this narrow opening, they find themselves in a tunnel that finally leads them into the outside world. The scene that greets them is one of idyllic beauty, expansive green meadows under wide blue skies bathed in sunlight. Here, the land is lush with abundant cheese and apples, and to Hem's joy, he reunites with his old friend Hor, who had ventured out of the maze before him. Their reunion in this bountiful world serves as a profound testament to the power of persistence and the willingness to challenge and change debilitating beliefs. The story might end here with a picturesque happily ever after, but the lessons it imparts are enduring. It teaches us that the beliefs we hold can either confine or liberate us. When we encounter disappointments or seemingly insurmountable challenges, we have the choice either to retreat to the comfort of old patterns or to push forward, driven by the belief in new possibilities. In Hem's journey from the dark corners of the maze to the sunlit meadows of the outside world, we see a microcosm of our own potential journeys. It underscores a vital message. By choosing to believe in what could be and persisting through initial setbacks, we can discover worlds beyond our imagination. Part 7. Unveiling new paths, the role of support and new perspectives. As Hem basked in the joy of his new surroundings, a culmination of experiences sparked a series of profound insights, reshaping his understanding of his entire journey. Initially, leaving Cheese Station C was driven by desperation, a frantic search for new cheese as his only means of survival. Reflecting back, he realized he had noted down 3 key beliefs that he thought were facts crucial for his survival. However, these turned out to not be facts at all, but merely beliefs, and limiting ones at that. Firstly, Hem believed that he needed to find new cheese or face extinction. Over the course of his adventure, though, he discovered the versatility of nourishment, from cheese to apples, suggesting that sustenance could come in forms he had never imagined. This realization draws a parallel to our lives, where our sources of happiness and success might not always be obvious or traditional, but myriad paths can lead to fulfillment, often waiting just beyond our familiar horizons. Secondly, Hem had viewed the maze as a treacherous place, filled with potential dangers lurking in every dark corner. Yet it turned out that these very shadows and uncertainties harbored the route to his liberation. This mirrors our life experiences, where the paths that seem perilous or unclear often lead to profound personal growth and opportunities, challenging us to move beyond our comfort zones. Lastly, Hem's belief in his solitude in struggles was undone by the presence of hope, both as a companion and as a metaphorical feeling that spurred him onward. The notion that he was alone in his quest dissolved, reinforcing the reality that support systems are often in place even when we feel isolated. In our own lives, this underscores the importance of recognizing and embracing the support networks around us, friends, family, and colleagues who journey alongside us, offering different perspectives and encouragement. These final reflections brought Hem to understand that many of our limitations are self-imposed by beliefs that do not hold up upon closer scrutiny. Through his journey, with the aid of hope, Hem not only found a new life but also developed a more nuanced understanding of how flexibility in our beliefs and openness to unexpected support can lead to unanticipated joys and achievements. This tale of Hem's evolution highlights a universal message: embracing new perspectives with the help of others can transform seemingly unnavigable paths into passages of discovery and success. Part 8: Exploring the Multifaceted Impact of Beliefs on Human Experience. Beliefs powerfully shape our actions and reactions across all aspects of life, from monumental historical events to individual personal decisions. This exploration will touch on how beliefs influence outcomes in history, economies, and personal lives, illustrating their broad and potent impacts. Starting with a historical perspective, we consider the tragic example of the Titanic. The widespread belief in its unsinkability led to a catastrophic shortage of lifeboats. When the ship met its ill fate, this oversight resulted in over 1,500 lives lost, a stark reminder that the consequences of unchecked beliefs can be dire. Shifting focus to the economic sphere, let's examine legacy businesses like newspapers, bookstores, Polaroid, and Blockbuster. Each of these entities clung to the belief that their traditional models were immune to emerging digital disruptors like online media, e-commerce, digital photography, and streaming services. This resistance to change led to their decline, demonstrating how economic survival often depends on adapting beliefs in response to evolving landscapes. On a personal level, the story becomes more introspective and poignant. The author, confronting a terminal diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, chose to reframe his grim reality into an opportunity for gratitude and connection. Rather than harboring resentment towards his illness, he penned a thank you letter to his tumor, acknowledging the profound ways it reshaped his appreciation of life and relationships. This act of transforming a belief about a dire personal crisis into a chance for meaningful engagement illustrates the profound control our perspectives have over our emotional and relational well-being. These varied examples underscore a common theme. Whether shaping the course of historical events, influencing economic outcomes, or guiding personal responses to challenges, the power of belief is immense and far-reaching. It teaches us that while reality shapes our beliefs, it is often our beliefs that shape our reality. Recognizing and critically evaluating these beliefs can open doors to new possibilities, safeguard against potential disasters, and enrich our personal journeys. Final summary. The essence of our exploration reveals a profound truth. Clinging to past sources of happiness or success and the rigid beliefs around them can impede our growth. However, we possess the inherent ability to reevaluate and adjust these beliefs, paving the way for new forms of fulfillment. The journey towards this realization involves cultivating an openness to new possibilities, shedding fears that limit our explorations, and recognizing the importance of solidarity and support. Through collaborative efforts and a willingness to venture into the unknown, we can navigate life's mazes more effectively. Adopting flexible beliefs not only enhances our adaptability, but also enriches our interactions and broadens our horizons. By letting go of outdated convictions and embracing change, we prepare ourselves for a life replete with new opportunities and deeper connections. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.